This is Rocky Mountain Voices. You're listening to the vSpring V100 show, powered by PodTech.
I find you have the most success when you do something that you know something about and you understand and you have passion around.
This is Rocky Mountain Voices. Welcome to the V100 show, brought to you by vSpring Capital. This is Dennis Wood. The V100 show brings you podcasts from the members of the V100, an elite group of community-nominated and peer-selected executives. I'm here today with Eric Smith, CTO of Control 4 and member of the 2006 V100. Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
Eric, introduce yourself and tell us what you're currently working on.
Well, I am the CTO of Control 4, and we're a manufacturer of home automation products. We make everything that controls your lights, your audio, your video, your home theater. Makes it all kind of work together. Temperature, security, it kind of all integrates. And some of our funnest things we're working on today is integrating video into our products and also making it possible to bring things in from the internet to the home. Not just your personal collection that's on your iPod, but bringing in content that you may not even own in your own home so that you can bring it down from the internet.
How is Control 4 differentiated from other businesses like yours?
Yeah, well, home automation's been around for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I've been in the business for about 15 years. And when I first got in, I thought I was inventing the concept, and I found out I was about 10 years too late. So it's been around for a long time, but it's been pretty much a phenomenon of the very rich that are building new homes, or it's been this kind of hobbyist kind of stuff, this X10 stuff you can buy at Radio Shack that's not super reliable but kind of fun. And our focus at Control 4 was to bring that into the real world, make it so it's available to regular people. And in order to do that, we had to do a couple things. We first had to make it retrofittable, which isn't actually a word in the dictionary, but we're working on it. Making it capable of retrofitting, so you can go into every home, not just new homes, but everybody's home. The other focus was making it affordable enough that the average consumer can actually have it. And so we can get people started on automation for hundreds of dollars, whereas it used to be tens of thousands minimum, and usually hundreds of thousands to automate their home.
And in a new home as well, typically.
Yeah, and so we can do both.
Yeah.
So we've really opened up the market. We can sell to anyone, whether they're building a new home or they have an existing home, and whether they're rich or commoners.
So what is your background?
You know, I have a computer science degree from BYU, and it was always my intention to go on to, actually Kellogg was my plan. But when I was a sophomore in college, I met a guy named Will West, and we started our first business. And we sold it just as I was finishing my undergraduate work, and I got sold as part of that deal. Had to do 2 years, and I've just never gotten around to that other part of my education. But I've kind of had a lot of it, kind of the education by experience.
So tell us some of the companies. I know you and Will have actually been in a few different companies now together.
This is our fourth startup company together. We had one called Synergy that we started when I was in college. And it became the world leader in media retrieval, which is basically taking all the AV devices, the VCRs and the laser disc players back then, and Philips CDI devices, and taking them and centralizing them in the media center and distributing it across college campuses. Like Notre Dame uses it, Case Western uses it, lots of major universities around the world use it. We became the world leader in media retrieval, which is a very small business, actually. Built another company called Fast, which was in this space, home automation. But it was focused a little bit higher end, and it wasn't focused on retrofit. The wireless technologies just weren't there. And quickly became the dominant player in home automation. But it was still in that higher end, new construction type market. We sold that back in 98 and started a company called STSN that is now known as IBON. It is the world leader in broadband in hotels. So we kind of invented that $9.95 internet charge while you're in a hotel room, which lots of people hate, but I love.
I still see them, actually, in the hotels sometimes.
And it's still the world leader, by far.
Yeah.
And then this one.
And then now Control 4. So, Eric, where do you get your business ideas?
You know, the funny thing is almost every one of my companies has been focused around automation. As a child, I used to sit around and picture myself as Captain Kirk in my big chair, controlling everything in my environment through my computer. And I thought that would be the coolest thing. And I never really thought of it as a business idea until I got to college and started talking to a friend. And he said, you know, this could be a business. But, you know, Synergy originally was an automation product that could do some media management for your home and got converted into this product that tackles universities. Fast was a home automation product. And even with STSN, the concept was we had non-compete agreements in consumer electronics. How could we leverage what we knew? And we thought, let's go out and automate hotel rooms. So when you check in with your Marriott Rewards ID, it automatically knows what temperature you like, it knows what TV stations you like, and it kind of configures the room to your preferences. And as a side piece of that, there was an internet connection to every room to allow us to provide those services. Well, in the end, that's what the hotel providers were mostly interested in. It was an afterthought, honestly, giving a laptop connection to the guest. And it became the business.
That's interesting. So in a sense, it kind of starts with your interests, and then it kind of evolves organically based on necessity or market.
I find you have the most success when you do something that you know something about and you understand and you have passion around.
So the V100 is a list of people who are most likely to start a business. Why do you think your peers selected you?
Probably because we've started multiple businesses.
Yeah.
And that's the most likely indicator of being likely to start a business is if you have.
Yeah.
I would guess that's the reason. We've been very successful. We've been very fortunate that things have gone well. And I think that Will and I together have been very good at being able to see what people want and build the product that they want. That's been kind of a strength, and I'm not sure why that has happened. We've seen lots of competitors enter the exact same spaces that we have, and they've tended to get the product wrong. And we've usually won the market not because we were the first entrant or not because we were the least expensive, but usually because we were the best. And I'm not exactly sure why we've been able to get it right. We just, so far, seem to have been able to do that.
We certainly have, that's for sure. If you could put $1 million of your personal money into any company in Utah, who would you invest in and why?
Through bad experiences, I've come to a personal investment philosophy, which is I invest in very traditional mutual funds and stocks that are kind of your blue chips, or I invest in my own businesses. But I've found through losing money in different places that I don't have enough time to watch over an investment in a small startup or those kinds of things. And so I invest in my own companies because I know I have control over what's happening there. But otherwise, I take pretty traditional investment routes. I've seen lots of great companies in Utah. I've seen them be very successful. But I found that I've been unsuccessful at that. I have control over my own environment, but I find it hard to do it any other way.
If you could handpick someone to mentor you in your business, who would you choose?
That's a hard question. There's a lot of impressive people out there. I actually have a mentor that Will and I have both looked up to for years, a guy named Carm Santoro, and he's been involved in quite a few companies in Utah. And he especially was in the early in my career, in both of our careers, was a big influence on us. He was the chairman of two of our companies. He really helped us get going, and he's done some amazing things. I'd love to get a chance to spend an hour a week with Bill Gates, just because he's an amazing competitor. He's amazing at seeing what's going on, and he just tends to win at almost everything he does. And if he doesn't win, he persists until he does. And just an impressive guy.
Yeah. Is your mentor relationship with Carm, is it formal?
No, it's not formalized.
It's informal.
But he's been around, and you know, truthfully, we did his house years ago. He built a big house up in Deer Valley, and we did the automation system to end all automation systems. I think we charged $50,000 for my programming of his house alone, and I think I made about $3 an hour on that deal. We did amazingly new things, and he was an extremely patient customer. We learned that some of this one-off custom home automation stuff wasn't the best idea in the world, but he was very patient with us and liked what we did, and he encouraged us to get involved and start a business, and he helped us along the way, and he's a man who had done a lot of that. He'd been involved in AST computers, AST research, and silicon systems. He's the guy who took Platinum Software, the accounting package, when they were really in trouble, converted over to use Windows NT and made it successful. Just a very impressive guy who cared enough to help us out.
If you could work in any non-related space that from Control 4 or what you've done in the past, what would that be and why?
I've always said that home automation is one of the most exciting things I could possibly think of to be able to work at, and I feel like I've lived a charmed life that I've gotten to do that. But my other things I really would like to do, and I even have thought about it as kind of a semi-retirement deal, is be an Imagineer at Disney World, building all those exhibits, which has a lot of automation elements. I think that would be a blast. I've also thought Pixar would be pretty cool. But I can't imagine, except for those two other things, anything I'd like better than what I do right now.
Well, Eric, thank you for your time in Salt Lake City for the V100 show. This is Dennis Wood.
Thank you.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.